Joshua chapter 11. When King Jabin of Hazor heard of this, he sent to King Jobab of Madon, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Achsaph, and to the kings who were in the northern hill country, and in the Arabah south of Chinneroth, and in the lowland, and in Naphoth-dor on the west, to the Canaanites in the east and the west, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites in the hill country, and the Hivites under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. They came out with all their troops, a great army, in number like the sand on the seashore, with very many horses and chariots. All these kings joined their forces, and came and camped together at the waters of Merom, to fight with Israel. And the Lord said to Joshua, Do not be afraid of them, for tomorrow at this time I will hand over all of them slain to Israel. You shall hamstring their horses, and burn their chariots with fire. So Joshua came suddenly upon them with all his fighting force by the waters of Merom, and fell upon them. And the Lord handed them over to Israel, who attacked them and chased them as far as Great Sidon and Misrephoth-Maim, and eastward as far as the valley of Mizpah. They struck them down until they had left no one remaining. And Joshua did to them as the Lord commanded him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. Joshua turned back at that time, and took Hazor, and struck its king down with the sword. Before that time Hazor was the head of all those kingdoms. And they put to the sword all who were in it, utterly destroying them. There was no one left who breathed, and he burned Hazor with fire. And all the towns of those kings, and all their kings, Joshua took, and struck them with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them, as Moses the servant of the Lord had commanded. But Israel burned none of the towns that stood on mounds except Hazor, which Joshua did burn. All the spoil of these towns, and the livestock, the Israelites took for their booty, but all the people they struck down with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, and they did not leave any who breathed. As the Lord had commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So Joshua took all that land, the hill country, and all the Negeb, and all the land of Goshen, and the lowland, and the Arabah, and the hill country of Israel, and its lowland, from Mount Halak, which rises toward Seir, as far as Baal Gad, in the valley of Lebanon, below Mount Hermon. He took all their kings, struck them down, and put them to death. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a town that made peace with the Israelites, except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All were taken in battle. For it was the Lord's doing to harden their hearts, so that they would come against Israel in battle, in order that they might be utterly destroyed, and might receive no mercy, but be exterminated just as the Lord had commanded Moses. At that time Joshua came and wiped out the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their towns. None of the Anakim was left in the land of the Israelites. Some remained only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord had spoken to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel, according to their tribal allotments. And the land had rest from war. Joshua chapter 12. Now these are the kings of the land whom the Israelites defeated, whose land they occupied beyond the Jordan toward the east, from the Wadi Arnon to Mount Hermon, with all the Arabah eastward: King Sihon of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and ruled from Aroer, which is on the edge of the Wadi Arnon, and from the middle of the valley as far as the river Jabbok, the boundary of the Ammonites, that is, half of Gilead, and the Arabah to the sea of Chinneroth eastward, and in the direction of Beth-Jeshimoth, to the sea of the Arabah, the Dead Sea, southward to the foot of the slopes of Pisgah, and King Og of Bashan, one of the last of the Rephaim, who lived at Ashtaroth, and at Edrei, and ruled over Mount Hermon, and Salika, and all Bashan to the boundary of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and over half of Gilead to the boundary of King Sihon of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the Israelites defeated them, and Moses the servant of the Lord gave their land for a possession to the Reubenites and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The following are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the Israelites defeated on the west side of the Jordan, from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon to Mount Halah that rises toward Seir. And Joshua gave their land to the tribes of Israel as a possession according to their allotments, in the hill country, in the lowland, in the Arabah, in the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the Negeb, the land of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. The king of Jericho, 1. The king of Ai, which is next to Bethel, 1. The king of Jerusalem, 1. The king of Hebron, 1. The king of Jarmuth, 1. The king of Lachish, 1. The king of Eglon, 1. The king of Gezer, 1. The king of Debir, 1. The king of Geder, 1. The king of Horma, 1. The king of Arad, 1. The king of Libna, 1. The king of Adullam, 1. The king of Makkedah, 1. The king of Bethel, 1. The king of Tapua, 1. The king of Hefer, 1. The king of Aphek, 1. The king of Lasharon, 1. The king of Madon, 1. The king of Hazor, 1. The king of Shimron Meron, 1. The king of Aksaph, 1. The king of Taanach, 1. The king of Megiddo, 1. The king of Kadesh, 1. The king of Jokneam in Carmel, 1. The king of Dor in Naphoth Dor, 1. The king of Goyim in Galilee, 1. The king of Tirzah, 1. 31 kings in all. Joshua chapter 13.
Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him,
You are old and advanced in years, and very much of the land still remains to be possessed. This is the land that still remains, all the regions of the Philistines, and all those of the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is east of Egypt, northward to the boundary of Ekron, it is reckoned as Canaanite. There are 5 rulers of the Philistines, those of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, and those of the Avim in the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Mearah that belongs to the Sidonians, to Aphek, to the boundary of the Amorites, and the land of the Gebalites, and all Lebanon toward the east, from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon to Libo Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country, from Lebanon to Mishrephoth Maim, even all the Sidonians. I will myself drive them out from before the Israelites, only allot the land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance to the 9 tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. With the other half-tribe of Manasseh, the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan eastward, as Moses the servant of the Lord gave them, from Aroer, which is on the edge of the Wadi Arnon, and the town that is in the middle of the valley, and all the table land from Medeba as far as Dibon, and all the cities of King Sihon of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon as far as the boundary of the Ammonites, and Gilead, and the region of the Geshurites and Maachathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Salekah, all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, he alone was left of the survivors of the Rephaim. These Moses had defeated and driven out. Yet the Israelites did not drive out the Geshurites or the Maachathites, but Geshur and Maachath live within Israel to this day. To the tribe of Levi alone Moses gave no inheritance. The offerings by fire to the Lord God of Israel are their inheritance, as he said to them. Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the Reubenites according to their clans. Their territory was from Aroer, which is on the edge of the Wadi Arnon, and the town that is in the middle of the valley,
and all the tableland by Medeba,
with Heshbon and all its towns that are in the tableland, Dibon, and Bamoth Baal, and Beth Baal Meon, and Jehaz, and Kedemoth, and Mephaath, and Kiriathim, and Sibma, and Zereth Shahar on the hill of the valley, and Beth Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshemoth, that is, all the towns of the tableland, and all the kingdom of King Sihon of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses defeated with the leaders of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, as princes of Sihon, who lived in the land. Along with the rest of those they put to death, the Israelites also put to the sword Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination. And the border of the Reubenites was the Jordan and its banks. This was the inheritance of the Reubenites, according to their families, with their towns and villages. Moses gave an inheritance also to the tribe of the Gadites, according to their families. Their territory was Jazer, and all the towns of Gilead, and half the land of the Ammonites to Aroer, which is east of Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramoth-Mizpah, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Debir, and in the valley Beth-Haram, Beth-Nimrah, Succoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of King Sihon of Heshbon, the Jordan and its banks, as far as the lower end of the Sea of Chinnereth, eastward beyond the Jordan. This is the inheritance of the Gadites according to their clans, with their towns and villages. Moses gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was allotted to the half-tribe of the Manassites, according to their families. Their territory extended from Mahanaim through all Bashan, the whole kingdom of King Og of Bashan, and all the settlements of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 towns, and half of Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei, the towns of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. These were allotted to the people of Machir, son of Manasseh, according to their clans, for half the Machirites. These are the inheritances that Moses distributed in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi Moses gave no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel is their inheritance, as he said to them.